Welcome back. You're listening to This Week on RTE Radio 1. Back to politics now. Sinn Féin announced what it says was its game-changing decision to back Catherine Connolly in the presidential election. Meanwhile, this week, in the last throw of the dice, independent candidates will seek to get on the ballot before the cut-off point of next Wednesday. We're joined now by Fionnán Sheehan, Ireland editor with the Irish Independent. Fionnán, thanks for coming in to speak with us today. The decision of Sinn Féin to support Catherine Connolly rather than running its own candidate, it was a long time coming and a big call. Is it the right one?
Well, Mary Lou McDonald was throwing out a lot of GAA analogies during the week, and in terms of a performance not matching up to the hype, she's right up there with the Cork Hurlers in the second half against the All-Ireland final against Tipp. I mean, you know, there was the Lanigan's ball over the summer. She was out herself, then she was back in, then she's out again, then Pearce was being floated for a while, and there was other names going about. So, I mean, the party themselves have admitted they had options. Their options were run their own candidate, get somebody from the outside, or back it in an independent. She's now, Mary Lou McDonald is now trying to claim that they had a candidate or candidates available to them who they could have run and would have won, but they didn't do so. So that's a rather bizarre one. The best comparison you can draw here is Mary Robinson in 1990. That was a candidate nominated by the Labour Party, supported by the Workers' Party and the Green Party and some independents at the time, which is as good as a unified left candidate as you could get. It wasn't just the win by Robinson on that occasion. It was the knock-on effects of it in terms of being a catalyst for change within the political structure, bringing about being a precursor to the spring tide of 1992 and the Labour Party coming to the fore at that point in time. That's the kind of thing that Mary Lou McDonald is looking for out of this. She's not just looking for a presidential election win, defeating Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, but also that there would be consequences to it, that it would draw the left together, that it would show that they can cooperate, that they can unify, and that they can ultimately form a government. Now, that was what was so lacking last year, where you saw Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael working together well in government, but also in the general election, transferring well between each other, which was providing them with a seat bonus, where on the left, the transfers were going astray.
So do you think then, and Matt Carthy sort of alluded to this himself earlier, that this decision is partly based upon keeping an eye on the next election, where you would make your party much more transfer friendly because you have done deals with other parties in the past?
Yeah, and if they can get to that point where, you know, Sinn Féin plus Labour, the Social Democrats, the Greens, People Before Profit are not fighting amongst each other, but realising that they have a common cause and that the real enemy is Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, then they will be better served by that. If they could indeed enter the next general election with some form, maybe not a direct transfer pact, but at least a proper recommendation to vote left and stay left with your own transfers, then that would serve them well. Ultimately, I mean, Sinn Féin, in terms of where the left are now, I mean, they are the show in town. They are the dominant force. They're Mary Lou McDonald and Sinn Féin are the only potential prospect really for leading a government if they were able to add to significantly to the number of seats that they hold at the moment. So she's still in that ascendant position, but a general election is of course an awful long way off.
So we now have three candidates in the field. There are still moves being orchestrated by A&2's Padraig Tobin to get support for the Conservative candidate Maria Steen. What's your assessment of her chances of getting on the ballot?
Yeah, it's a tricky one in that if she hasn't got the support of other Oireachtas members at this stage, then it's hard to see how she's going to get them. So she's at 13. Is there another few she can pick up? Independent Ireland are potentially going to bail her out. What about the Lowry lads? What about Michael Lowry, Danny Healy-Ray and Barry Heenan? That would give you three. What about the XPDs, the Retired Officers Association there? Michael McDougall, Victor Boyne and Noel Grealish. There's three as well. So there are options there. But the fact that these people haven't signed up so far would kind of suggest that they're not convinced there or don't want to support her, that they don't believe that she should be on the ticket.
Garrett Sheridan, another candidate, looking to go to the through the council route. He writes today Fianna Fáil is blocking his path. Does he have a point?
Welcome to grown up politics, Garrett. I mean, Fianna Fáil were vastly more subtle than Fine Gael in terms of their directive to their councillors. Fine Gael were very bluntly warning people about disciplinary action if they did anything to help an independent candidate go down this route. Where Fianna Fáil, it was just a more nod and a wink approach. Do everything you can to support our candidate. Full stop, i.e. don't be doing anything to help anybody else. He's looking at Offaly Mead and Louth tomorrow. Again, he is in that difficult prospect where he will need Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael councillors to break ranks and support him in order to get across the line there in any of those.
In the meantime then, we have the other candidates who are already in the field, out campaigning, literally in the field in terms of many of them at the ploughing championships and so on around the country this week. It's been, though, a low-key campaign so far.
Yeah, Justin, if somebody in here has a bright idea to have a three-way debate, I suggest you go sick that Sunday, because, I mean, it isn't going to be exciting stuff. I mean, Jim Gavin is doing his best not to express any opinions. Heather Humphrey seems to be spooked by fairly basic questions, and Catherine Connolly objects to any questions being asked her full stop. So it's not great, not terribly exciting in that regard. But nonetheless, those are the three who are going to be the mainstays, even if one of those other independents gets on to the ticket. So it gets real from Wednesday. To be fair to Catherine Connolly, the Sinn Féin endorsement will be significant. If they will row in with some cash on top of that, well, then that will matter a great deal to her, because she's running off a very low budget at the moment. She hasn't really had a big campaign thus far. So you need to turn the Connolly campaign into something akin to Together for Yes that we saw during the same-sex marriage or the abortion referendum, where you had a coalition of people coming together. And she's also been out now. I mean, I think she has been asked those questions about the Gemma O'Doherty endorsement, about the trip to Syria with Mick Wallace and Claire Daly, about the association with them. Her answers have been bad, but she's been asked them now, and people will kind of be able to make their own mind up in that regard. The other two candidates are still more fresh into the fray. Certainly, Jim Gavin, we're still, you know, filling in the gaps there.
All right, Fionnán, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That's Fionnán Sheehan, Ireland editor with the Irish Independent. And that is our lot for today. Thanks to our team. On sound was Liam Mullen. Our broadcast coordinator was Stephen Higgins. The editor of this week is Margaret Curley. Stay tuned for Sunday Sport coming up next. But for now, from myself, Justin McCarthy, and all the team, thanks for listening, and have a very good afternoon.